This is IGPI Podcast. Welcome to the show. I'm Makoto Shiono, partner and managing director at IGPI. Today, we are going to talk about Japan's entertainment creation power with my colleague, Koki Sakata, CEO at IGPI Singapore. Welcome to our show, Koki.
Hi, everyone. My name is Koki Sakata, and I am the CEO of IGPI Singapore. Thank you for having me, Makoto. I'm very excited to be here again.
Okay. This time, let's change the topic and discuss Japan's entertainment creation power. You live in Southeast Asia, Koki, but are Japanese anime still popular there?
Yes, Japanese anime still boosts a strong popularity, especially series like One Piece, Naruto, and Attack on Titan, which can be considered as social phenomena. Also recently, I watched a slam dunk movie in Singapore, and the audience was mostly locals and not Japanese.
Mm-hmm. It's great to hear that such movements during Japan's hard times, also known as the lost decades, are taking place. I also regularly check out Japanese anime, and they are very interesting as they reflect the society of the time. Japan has a strong ability to create entertainment such as anime, but what do you think are the factors behind it?
I think the original form of anime is manga, and I think there are two major factors that contributed to the popularity of manga in Japan. One is that historically, Japanese paintings have been influenced by China during the Han Dynasty from 206 BC to 220 AD, and the other is that manga improved upon the culture that came from the United States, similar to Japan's manufacturing industry.
Okay, that sounds ancient. What do you mean by the influence of China on Japanese paintings?
Yes, Japanese paintings have been greatly influenced by China, and for a long time, ink wash paintings drawn with brushes and ink were predominant. It is said that Choju Jinbutsu Giga, which was drawn by many artists during the 12th to 13th centuries, depicting animals in a caricatured and humanized manner, was the precursor of manga.
I see. What are the characteristics of Choju Jinbutsu Giga?
Yes, Choju Jinbutsu Giga is a picture scroll that depicts not only humans, but also anthropomorphic animals portraying customs and events of that time. Many of the techniques used in Japanese manga today are said to have originated from Choju Jinbutsu Giga. Also, since the brush is a tool for writing characters, it may have been a natural progression for Japanese people to draw pictures and write characters on the same paper with a brush.
Mm-hmm, I see. So Japanese manga has such roots. Can you explain the process of how manga evolved into the manga we have today?
Sure. I think manga evolved significantly by improving upon the culture that came from the United States, such as Disney and Superman after World War II. There was a lack of entertainment in the post-war scorched earth, and many manga, which are considered to be the prototypes of today's manga, were born based on the culture that came from the United States, such as Astro Boy and Jungle Emperor Leo by Osamu Tezuka. These manga series were turned into anime and gained popularity overseas as well.
Okay, Osamu Tezuka, the great man. After the war, the average age of Japan was also low, so it was great entertainment for children at the time. Even looking back now, I think the quality of manga at the time was very high.
Yes, I think so too. The quality was very, very high. Also, as I always make PowerPoint presentations in Japanese and English, I realized that Japanese language conveys information with just listing words in small boxes, making it highly visible. This might be one of the reasons why manga became popular among children in Japan. Don't you think so?
Indeed. When writing English, sentences tend to become longer. Also, Japanese language has a rich variety of words that express sounds and emotions, allowing for diverse expressions in limited space. This time, we are able to hear an interesting story about Japan's entertainment creation power. Thank you very much for joining us today, Koki. Now, we'd like to stop here, and it will be continued in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to IGPI podcast. Find us on igpi.com.sg for more information. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.